More and more members of the military are coming back from deployments needing medical attention, and Vietnam-era veterans are aging. All that's been putting strains on the Veterans Affairs medical system. One way the VA is improving access to care is by using telemedicine, so patients can consult doctors from a distance via video. VPR's Charlotte Albright recently saw a demonstration at the VA Medical Center in White River Junction.
Parked in front of an open house at the VA Center, a large white van packed with up-to-date technology invites would-be patients to find out how telemedicine works. Inside, Leslie Fernio holds a camera the size of a skinny flashlight with a wooden tongue depressor attached. She slides the depressor toward the back of her throat to show what a doctor watching a TV screen, perhaps many miles away, would see.
That's your throat?
That is my throat.
It's been on TV. It's been all over the world, really.
Fernio travels widely, giving demos in this van for a technology company called Iron Bow. It provides much of the telemedicine equipment for the Department of Veterans Affairs. Appointments are getting more high-tech every day as medical staff using tiny instruments conduct everything from hearing tests to pelvic exams. The results go directly to doctors and are filed in patient records in real time. Across the street from the demo van in the VA's physical therapy department, a real video appointment is about to begin.
We made it.
Terry Hebert, a 60-year-old veteran, sits in front of a video camera with a technician at a VA clinic in Newport, Vermont. On his screen, he sees his physical therapist, Candace Bennett, who can also see him on her screen. Hebert, who has given VPR permission to watch his appointment, has been having neck pain and numbness in his hands.
How's the numbness?
I still have it.
Has it gotten any
better? In my honest, I can tell you, I just told this young lady about 2 weeks ago I stopped doing this, all the therapy and that machine, because my neck right here got so, it ached so, I couldn't stand it anymore.
Oh, really?
Physical therapy is a popular reason for telemedicine appointments because patients who have had surgery or other mobility problems find it hard to drive to their therapists. Some, including sufferers with ALS, can even get video equipment installed in their homes. Judy Audette coordinates telemedicine for the White River Junction VA. She says it's improving access for veterans living far from the hospital.
They might postpone care if they have to drive to White River, but if they can go just down the street to a clinic, then they're more likely to seek care earlier, which does end up affecting outcomes.
VA officials in White River Junction say over 6,800 patients participated in telemedicine last year, 4,300 so far this year. And while some patients and doctors still prefer face-to-face meetings, the technology seems to be gaining converts. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.